hold.
That connect me with darkness. Upon you again.
I want to be on the be of war, sir.
The parents might burn you for high door.
I want to be on the be of war, sir.
I assign your life for high door.
I want to be on the be of life, but one of your soul, one of your soul, yeah.
Your parents might assign your life for pressure.
I want to be on the be of sin, Coco.
Your parents might burn you in the darkness.
I want to be on the be of sin, Coco.
Your parents might burn you in the peace.
You don't find it.
But now you have a great privilege that God burn you again. In the burning again of
hell.
You have the privilege to pray prayer like this.
Pray
prayer like this will release you.
Religion
cannot give you prayer for like this. Every government that connect my life with darkness. Every preacher that connect my life with darkness. Every rope that connect my life with darkness.
Backfire.
God wants you to use as a foundational prayer.
Hedja,
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 Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja, Hedja
What I said, amen, seven times. Don't allow situations like this to fail on you again. Amen seven times. You use that privilege just again now. Every money
connected
to
the
covenant bridge of
God.
Hey, the topic of tonight's revival
sermon
for the Holy Ghost to speak with us, and I want to use to walk in our midst, in our life, with the prayer we have set as a foundation, demons and their operations. Demons
at his
and their operations. Demons
at his own
and their operations.
Ephesians,
chapter
3.
I'm reading verse 10 up to 12.
Okay, you will
and it reads, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And the power of his
mind,
put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. Yesterday we are told about the devil and his demons. We discuss the way you pray that the devil is a heart enemy to man. He's an enemy that you cannot appease, that you cannot beg.
The
respect in Jesus you possess for you to overcome
him.
If not, there is no other way to overcome the devil. If you can receive the one that overcame him, and the one that overcame the devil is called Jesus. The one that received power from him and made him powerless. The one that embarrassed the devil is Jesus. If you want to receive victory, you come unto Jesus and receive him. You rely on him. And in the evil works he rendered in his kingdom, the people who use it as his aim, they are called the demons. The Spirit of God was speaking through Paul a very deeper mystery in the Spirit. That the reason why we must become mighty in the Lord. You don't just say you believe, you must do power. You must progress. You must be a fireful Christian. If you don't have fire, you may be in problem. If you don't have fire, you may be the same as unbeliever. Holy Ghost fire is important in your life to burn. This fire also symbolizes power. Therefore, he said, finally, over all the doctrines, in conclusion of all the establishments, finally, over all the seminars and sermons and preachings, be mighty in the Lord. That power you receive will make you to be able to be
dominated.
That put on the whole armor of God.
We
discussed 2 days ago about the armors of God.
The
reason why we must be mighty and put on the armor of God,
so
that we'll be able to wage war against the wiles of darkness. because of the wife of darkness
in
his kingdom. The devil has his own wife. He had distributed his emissaries all around, and they operate many Hebrew wars. Let me tell you this: if one does not stand well, the devil is ready. So assign many demons against a man. He's ready to assign against every family. Ready to assign it against every home. Ready to assign against every community. As we have the powers of government in local, state, and federal, also in the kingdom of darkness. As we have controllers and leaders like that, the devil has his own as well. So that he will prosper his world. And by this subtlety, you understand everything that happens. Because he has ambassadors everywhere. If you overcome his ambassadors in your life, you are free. If you overcome his ambassador in your family, your community, your home, you are free. If not, that's the reason why he goes so and fro. He will call all his captains. Captain of the problem at Olome. What are you doing? What is happening over there? Captain of darkness at challenge. Captain of problem at tomorrow. What are you doing there? They were giving him reports of things that are happening. That they are working. That things are happening. If the people there mess him to fall. If the community in Abidjan could make the demons of the subdued.
That's
something with you, that's what we are going to do. That is what the Holy Spirit shall do in our life today. Demons and their walls. And in the place I read of you, the Spirit of God makes us understand by the mouth of Paul that the devil has a subtlety. Now for you to understand my message, and for you to permit the Holy Spirit to operate in your life, I'm going to table the message in 3 points. Point one, categories of demons. Categories of the junctions of demons. Consider it. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That means our enemy is not a man. The carnal man is not our real enemy. If you see anyone that does contrary me, it's the spirit of contrariety that comes into him. It's part of the spirit of contradiction. When you don't believe,
but you
or you believe and you are not very careful, it opens the door of one's life to this demon. Listen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Who are the principalities? Those are the principalities of
darkness.
There are some demons, they call them principalities. These principalities, they are the demons that operate in the marina
sphere.
They operate under the water, in the water, and everything waterable. Maybe
it's
sister water,
mommy water, no
water,
daddy water,
daddy water, whatever water. Everything that is waterable.
There are millions, millions.
They are more than millions. They are
made.
They are called the principalities of darkness. Principalities. I'm discussing their sections. principalities. They have their diverse works of operation. Some people go to them to go and fortify themselves. Also, it is part of the principality. The river spirits. The spirits are demons that operate with the river. The Oya spirits. Many like that. They are principalities of darkness. They are innumerable. They are numberless like that. They empower all people. And this power. They used to operate evil. And that's their final end result to hell. I'm discussing about demons in the water. They are called the principality. That principality is not
you.
And that was why he initially told us. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
We
are discussing about darkness. In the subtlety of the devil, when God
opened our
some fell into the water to be operating there. They are the ones administering the place. These people are called the powers of principality. Another section, they are called the powers of darkness. When you hear about the powers of darkness, they are powers operating beneath the ground.
Maybe
oil,
eggs,
demons that operate beneath the ground. This demon, they are the ones that deceive man from deviating the truth. This darkness, they are mighty to make that body of a non-believer, because it is under their control, to show to a non-believer in the world, to make him see, so that he will speak to them. And that is why some people will see that their mother said that you want to do one kind of sacrifice. Their father said that you want to do sacrifice. His mother says you go back to the
good.
We are the powers of darkness. These powers of darkness, they are behind the walls like that. They are heavy spirits that deals with
air.
Spirit of tongue. The hole. They make man to shock. They are the one that walks fear. They are the one that walks down. They have many powers as well. People also go to them for fortification as well. They are called powers of darkness. Powers of darkness. Powers of darkness. They are numberless as well. They are invisible demons beneath the ground. That they are not even one. That they are not one. They are part of the demons that possess that man of
Galilee.
That makes him to go and sleep at the tomb. That makes him to be shameless and walk naked. The spirit that possesses is not one. They are not thousand. They are not even 10,000. They are manifold.
Demons
that possess that madman.
ọ̀pálámbá tó fi ń jẹ ara rẹ̀.
That was why he injured himself with broken bottles.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí yẹn ẹ̀ní kúkúrú.
In the nutshell,
àwọn ọlọ́lá òkòkò.
They are the powers of darkness.
Mo ń sọ fún yín kí ẹ̀yin tó jẹ́ àdàlàdà kí ó lè yé yín dáadáa.
I'm discussing so that you and everybody can understand.
Gbogbo ibi tí agbára òkòkò àrékérekè òkòkò tó wà tó sì pín sí ni mo ń sọ fún yín.
These are the junctions and the finality of the powers of darkness.
Gbogbo agbára tí ẹnikẹ́ni lè máa lò lórí yín ibi tó pín sí gbadagbada
ló sọ. Any power anyone is using over you, that is the conclusion and the
yo,
final end.
Yóò wá jẹ́ láti ọ̀dọ̀ àwọn ọlọ́lá òkòkò.
If not from the principality of darkness. It will be from the powers of darkness.
Ẹ̀kẹta.
Number three.
Ó ní àwọn aláṣẹ bí òkòkò ayé.
Rulers of the darkness of the world.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí tí ẹ pè ní aláṣẹ òkòkò ayé.
This priest called the rulers of the darkness of the world.
Ó ní ẹ̀mí tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ lórí ilẹ̀.
They are the rulers of darkness that works on the earth surface.
Dóò títọ́ yìí.
Listen to this.
Kì í ṣe àwọn ènìyàn nìkan ló ń gbé orí ilẹ̀.
It is not only human beings that live on the earth surface.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí òkòkò kan náà ń bẹ tí ń gbé orí ilẹ̀.
There are some demons that live on the earth surface as well.
Wọ́n ń ṣiṣẹ́ ń bí yanrìn.
They operate on the sand.
Ẹrọ̀fọ̀.
On mud.
Igi.
Tree.
Onírúurú igi.
All sorts of trees.
Wọ́n lè ṣiṣẹ́ nínú ẹ̀.
They operate in there.
Bóyá araba ni ìrókò ni.
Maybe araba ìrókò tí whatever tree.
Orí ilẹ̀.
Even on the ground.
Àti ti ń bẹ nínú ilẹ̀.
And the one under the ground.
Ti ń bẹ lórí ilẹ̀.
On the ground rather.
Àwọn ni wọ́n ń pè ní aláṣẹ òkòkò ayé.
They are called rulers of the darkness of the world.
Ó ti ní iṣẹ́ Jésù gbélé ẹ lọ́wọ́.
There is an operation devil as a side for them.
Nǹkan tí wọ́n ń ṣe.
There are things by which they do.
Ó ti ní àwọn nǹkan tí wọ́n ń ṣe.
There are things that they do.
Gbọ́ bí mo ti ṣe ń sọ fún
yín. Listen to my analysis.
Àwọn èèyàn a máa ṣèwádìí láti tọ̀ wọ́n lọ tí wọ́n sì. Àwọn aláìgbàgbọ́.
Some believers do find their powers and go to them.
Àwọn tó kọ̀ láti da òtítọ́.
People that are renowned too.
Wọ́n lọ bèrè agbára lọ́wọ́ wọn.
They go to them for power.
Àwọn ilé ń pè ní àwọn aláṣẹ bí òkòkò ayé.
They are called rulers of the darkness of this world.
Inú àrékèrè. Ìjọba Sàtáánì ni wọ́n wà.
They are in the subsidiary of the powers of darkness.
Àwọn náà níye.
They are numberless as well.
Wọ́n pọ̀ lọ.
They are many.
Ó ní àwọn awòràwọ̀ ń lò.
Those are what the astrologers use.
Ni wọ́n máa ń lò. Agbára yẹn ni wọ́n ń lò.
That is the power they use.
Agbára àwọn aláṣẹ bí òkùnkùn ayé.
They use the power of the rulers of the darkness of this world.
Àwọn èmèrè.
The familiar people.
Agbára tí wọ́n ń lò nìyẹn.
That is the power they use.
Wọ́n lọ síbi èrò.
They go to Roko tree, mud, place, also. Those are the power they use. Those are the people that profess people's
lives.
One does not believe. This is what we do. I said today.
All
the Holy Ghost wants to do in your life. Nothing shall hinder him. Number four category. Spiritual wickedness of high places. Spiritual wickedness of high places. Spiritual wickedness of high places. These are the darkness. They are not in the abode of God. Everything that deal with priests.
They do oju ofurufu.
See the atmosphere there.
Awo asoma.
See the sky.
Inu orun.
In the clouds.
Osupa.
The moon.
Irawo.
The stars.
Amo irawo. Amo mi.
The stars like that. The galaxies. There's a spirit that works there.
Mo to se pe.
They are innumerable.
Mo emi. Amo ti epe ni. Àwọn ẹ̀mí búburú ní ojú òfurufú àwọn ló ní agbára jù.
This spiritual wickedness are the most powerful.
Àwọn ló ní agbára jù.
They are the most powerful of them in the darkness.
Àwọn ni àwọn tí wọ́n ń lo àmì ìràwọ̀ ń lò.
Those are what the people using the sign of
star use. Ẹ bá ti rí àwọn àmì ìràwọ̀.
When you see any sign of
star,
sign of moon.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí búburú ojú ọ̀run nìyẹn.
Those are the spiritual wickedness of my
place. Àwọn ẹ̀mí yìí máa ń ṣiṣẹ́ tí àwọn ní máa ń ṣí ọkàn èèyàn lé.
This demon hardens the heart of man. When you see a man with a very hardened mind. With a very ardent mind that does not want to
the
spiritual wickedness of high places in his life. When you see anyone that is disobedient, spiritual wickedness of high places are operating over
him.
If you operate in the life of unbeliever, Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2,
ìkejì àti kẹta.
I'm going to read verse 2 and
3. Ó ní nínú ẹ̀yìn. Nínú èyí tí ẹ̀yìn ti rìn gẹ́gẹ́ bí ipa.
We are in the time past you have walked according
to
the course of this world.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí aláṣẹ agbára ojú òun.
According to the prince of the power of the
head. Ẹni tí ń ṣiṣẹ́ nísinsìnyí.
The spirit that now works
there. Nínú àwọn aláìgbọràn.
In the children of the
city. Ẹ wá wọ ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
Now verse 3.
Ó ní nínú àwọn ẹni tí gbogbo wa pẹ̀lú ti wà.
Among group also we have had a conversation about the past and the loss of our
flesh. Àmú ìfi ara.
fulfilling the desires
ati
of the flesh and of the mind,
ati da,
and were by nature
ibinu,
the children of love,
yoku,
even as others.
But God,
who is rich in
mercy,
the love where which you love
God, nígbàtí àwa ti kú.
Even when we
nítorí ìrékọjá wa,
because of our iniquity,
ó sọ wá di àyè pẹ̀lú Kristi.
As quickened us together
in Christ, wọ́n rí ọ̀fẹ́ ni a fi gbà wá.
By grace we are saved.
Kẹ́tẹ̀ kẹ́tẹ̀ kanú yẹn láti kàjá.
I don't even need that verse 3 and 4 for you.
Kẹ́tẹ̀ àti kẹ́tẹ̀
fún yín. It is verse 4 and 3 and 4.
Níbi tó wà tí o ti ń gbọ́rọ̀ yìí.
In the place that you are listening to this
word, gbogbo ipa àti agbára tó kòkò lò lórí ẹ̀kọ́ gbiná látòrí
lọ. The powers of darkness over your life catch you out.
Gbogbo nínú ọlọ́dún tó di ọlẹ́tí tó sí ọlọ́dẹ̀lẹ̀.
Kí iná
Olúwa-Ọlọ́run kò jòrò.
The Holy Ghost fire consume them.
Iye rẹ kò sí.
Your understanding be
open. Kí ẹsì rẹ kò là.
Your ears be open.
Kó lè gbàgbọ́.
So that you can be
good.
Kó
lè gbàgbọ́ yí ọ.
So that you understand the Lord.
Amen.
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 Yes. Mo dedicate gbogbo àwọn àdúgbò wọ̀nyí fún Olúwa Ọlọ́run.
I dedicate the entire community. The entire community to the Lord.
Gbogbo tí ohun ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yìí ń dé.
Every community that this ministry will get to.
Gbogbo tí ohun ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yìí ń dé.
Every community that this ministry will get to.
Mo dedicate fún Olúwa Ọlọ́run tó ní ayé àti ọ̀rọ̀.
I dedicate to the Lord God who possesses heaven and earth. Gbogbo
tí ohun ọ̀rọ̀
every darkness operating there,
I
fire in Jesus' name. Every door of goodness that enters into this community, the darkness has closed. We open in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Darkness that closed the door of goodness. Darkness that never allowed the community to grow. Darkness that caused the understanding of the area. Darkness that destroyed
the area.
Where in Jesus' name. We consume in Jesus' name. It is written as the year my
God.
You shall tremble. It is written as the year my God. You shall believe
it.
And you shall tremble. You will bow down for me. You will come out of your hidden places. I'm
going
to come out.
Kíni orúkọ yín?
What is your name?
Èmi ò fẹ́ mọ̀ ọ́.
I don't want to know whatever you are.
Àti orúkọ kan fún mi.
I've been given a
name. Èyí ò ní gbogbo orúkọ.
I come every other day.
Orúkọ yìí náà ni mo fi dojúkọ yín.
I know my character.
Mo ní gbogbo èyí èmi òkòkò.
Every darkness.
Ẹ̀yẹ dáná òkòkò.
Powers of darkness.
Ẹ̀yẹ gbọ́ òkòkò.
Every forces of darkness.
Gbogbo àwọn àdúgbò tí ó
ń bọ̀. Gbogbo community
this morning.
Vanish away in Jesus' name.
Ẹ̀yin àmì tó dúró ní ìkórìtà kankan.
Spirit territory
of the temple. Àbáwọlé.
Spirit at the entrance of every junction.
Ẹ̀yin àmì tó ń dènà ire nínú ẹ̀mí.
Spirit that hinders goodness in the
spirit. Ẹ̀yin àmì tó ń ṣe ọkàn àwọn èèyàn lé.
Spirit that hardens people's
mind. Ẹ̀yin àmì tó ń dí àwọn èèyàn lọ́wọ́ láti gbàgbọ́.
Spirit that hardens people to believe.
Ẹ̀yin àmì tó ń bá ọkàn àwọn èèyàn jẹ́.
Spirit polluting the heart of man to the word of God.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Today.
Come
to you in Jesus' name.
Wow, wow, do boys see
this community is a believer.
You are called Jesu Oluwa.
In Jesus' name,
Lord. Wow, wow, do boys see
this community is a believer.
Àwọn ọ̀dẹ́dẹ́ tí o ti fara hàn kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fara
hàn. Every thing that has not manifest begin to manifest.
Àwọn àṣeyọrí tí o ti fara hàn kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fara
hàn. Success that has not manifest begin to manifest.
Kí gbogbo àwọn àdúgbò yìí kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí develop lọ́nà tó tayọ.
Begin to develop in a very great way.
Oko ni fún Olúwa.
Glory to the name of the Lord.
Mo tẹ̀síwájú.
Now I proceed in my message.
Nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí à ń sọ.
In the word of God we have been declaring.
Ìyẹn ni Ọlọ́run bá ti fẹ́ kí ẹ ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ náà la máa ṣe.
We are going to do what the spirit of God ask us to do.
Àwọn ìpele ẹ̀mí àìmọ́ àti ibi tí wọ́n wà ni mo ń sọ fún wa.
Categories of demons and the sphere of their operation.
Nínú àrékérekè inú ìjọba Èṣù.
In the subtlety of the kingdom of darkness.
Bó ti
pẹ́. That's how you distribute them.
Local government.
As you have a local government.
Any state government.
We have the state government.
Government.
We have the federal government. Also the darkness that is as well. He has the stars of government in the marine
outset.
He has the one under the ground. He has those on the
atmosphere.
And he has those one at the atmosphere. That is the finality of the
star.
That is the spirit.
Billions in one.
They are billions. They are even more than men.
I'm
telling you the truth. In their numbers and in their subtlety. Even in powers. They are more than men. Listen. For you to know that demons are more than men.
Demons in his life are legions. That means they are numberless, they are countless. Just in the life of a man. That is he. That's the devil. That's the subtlety how you operate. That is how you operate in the subtlety. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us so that we know the way to handle situations and the way to handle prayer. If you pray, these powers of principality of they are the one behind the morality. Everything called loss of the flesh, fornication, adultery. These spiritual wickedness of high places are there. I'm checking on point two. Implications and oppressions of demons. That's what according to John 10:10. Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verse 10. Behold, the thief cometh not, but for to steal. I've analyzed that yesterday. To kill and to destroy. Now, this is what we bring out. Jesus uttered that statement. The Lord said it. He compared the devil to the thief. He does not accidentally come into the life of man. He comes to steal from man. The good thing the trials God created so that he can finish. He comes kill one spiritually. To destroy good covenant away from one life. That's the reason why you must rescue yourself. You must just close your eyes and pray, and your understanding be open. Number three, he intends to destroy. To destroy and send to hell. But demons. Is his messenger.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
First
Peter 5 verse 8.
You
make us to understand.
We pay
that.
As a roaring lion, the devil rose all about.
He's a spirit, he never sleeps.
Kiss me.
He never rests.
Kiss me.
He never gets tired. He goes everywhere. In all the sections of his kingdom. Every time he visits them. Every time he visits them. That's what I've told you. Is in the wrong visions.
Based
on to see wrong visions. The spiritual witness of white places. They are behind false prophets. They are behind false pastors. When one has deviated from the truth. That demon's up there will be showing one vision. Listen to what I'm telling you today. Listen to the truth of the word of God today. If you deviate from the truth of the word of God, darkness have them ready made. Not that you just create them, they will just enter into the man because of time. Everything they do, I will now categorize it into three places. The number one thing they do. They possess one's life. They possess one's life. When someone is possessed, it is a very horrible statement. If someone is possessed, that means it's like they say a chief stole a car. It's different from his stole a tire. Even from he screwed out some parts that he stole the entire car. That means they're driving everything. Even on the body, he's taking control of all the engine. That means the thief has possessed that car. When they say someone is possessed, that person is not controlling his life again.
Demon has taken control of his spirit, of his heart, and all his body. When he rolls his eyes out the way they want him to roll, that is why you must be very careful, you sister. Many of the ladies you see, because you are possessed in that fashion. Demons give them the design of what they do. I pray you shall be fortunate in Jesus' name. God gave you a very good head. It's like you invite snake demons snake over your head.
Snake demons. Sorry. You
know that thing that they will burn with fire? Or maybe with nibu? That is the mouth of... That is the mouth of the snake. Now the tail was attached to your own head. That's the truth. If you want it, that's the truth. If you don't want, that's the truth. That torments many lives of ladies. Because you only look at some people, and the people you look at possess already. So people that they cut their skirts. They cut it and even to their tie. Demons gave them that design. It is not tailor, all tailors are good tailors now. They are demonic fashion designers now. It is that things that inspire them that go and bring them this design. That make it one hand. That you just have a hand and we're part of the body chain and the armless and to give it a name because demon has possessed his life, taking control of his spirit, of his heart, and his body. It is not only a madman that is possessed. Someone that demons have fit in their life, he has taken away the spirit of God. And demon have possessed the spirit of God. The things I told you, that is one of the only things they do. And anyone that does not believe, but anyone that claims to believe but dislike the doctrine of the truth, the devil will oppress this thing in their life. He will possess their entirety. He will possess and control them. Their oppression. Possess one's life. Now, when they possess one's life, you know when the thief stole a car, will he be riding it in the acceleration? He will do what? He will drive it in the way he likes. What? He packed many things. Even when packing many things, he might sell it in a valueless price because he's not the owner. That is it when the devil possesses one's life. You begin to drive it in a very horrible way. You begin to pack with evil things. And at the time, we will sell unto problem. We will sell unto the hand of problem. We will sell unto the time of problem. You don't sell your life unto problem. It's not ordinary talk. It is demon that makes you to be antagonizing him. It is demon that makes you to say. That's how he says. He says only one. He will take it very hard. That's a demon that is possessing your mouth. He knows that if you should obey what I'm saying, that if you should receive it, that you are free from him.
When the devil afflicts you, we never make you to understand that he afflicts you. That prison of this demon is behind you. That earrings and leg chains, demons are the one behind you. That catwalking is the possession of demons. What you call fashion is a demonic possession. Possession is behind you. That artificial eyelashes possession is behind you. I'm telling you the sincere truth. That bad hairstyle on your head. Like you put some black spot on your head. It is a demon behind it, believe me. You the one that pierced your hair. Demon is behind that kind of thing. There are many children of God in that kind of position. Demons possess one obsess one's heart. They shoot arrows against one's heart. They chains one's heart. To make one be having evil thoughts. To make one have evil thoughts. You are a child of God. Possibly. That a child of God have evil thoughts. When he's obsessed, these are the operations of demons. Because when you are sluggish in some ways, when you compromise and you're not suffering from wasting, for instance, he's a believer, but he doesn't give some things to God, like bad intimacy,
it
can make the devil upset his mind. Evil thought, evil thought comes into his mind. I'm discussing the operations of demons. Another thought in the D, that is oppression. The oppressed. That is oppression. Demons, they possess one's body. And they were oppressing him. Listen. Let me even tell you this.
80%
of 100 of sickness is a sickness. This is what I'm saying. 80% of sicknesses of men, of diseases of men, illness, that they are traceable to demons that is not ordinary. The song? Maybe because of the age. Maybe because of the musician. Maybe because of the ignorance. But the most that demons are the causes to oppress one's life. Not only sickness, even poverty, demons. Some people going into debt, they will oppress him. They will oppress him. Some people's failure that they encounter. Demons are behind it. When they possess one's life, it results into sort. When they obsess one's life, it results into that. And even sometimes believers, but you stand, and you are careful. If you cannot pray with fire, demons can oppress you. They can be
These
are the operations of demons. Now be careful. They possess. They obsess. And they oppress. I'm on 2.3. Today is today. There is the one beside you. The work of the devil has come. Tell the one beside you. Some demons has come to an end. Over my whole life. It has been destroyed and has come to an end. I'm on 2.3. Believers' authority over demons. Power. An authority,
even
believers over demons.
Gospel according to John. Chapter 1. Gospel according to John. Chapter 1. Verse 12. The word is
saying.
But many have received
me.
To them gave me power. To become the children of God. Even those that believe on His name. These are the privileges that those that have given by entitled to. You be given power to be adopted. You become a child unto God. Listen. Not that you be born by blood again, or by the lust of the flesh. Every contrary thing. Everything that wants to exalt itself. I declare destruction over you in Jesus' name. By this time, tomorrow. Every manifesting contrary thing, wherever that this
manifesting
contrary thing, I declare destruction over you in Jesus' name. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Power and authority given believers over demons. Power and authority given believers over demons. If you can believe, it has been written already. Listen. I don't know why some people fight. That book you are holding, and this is the Bible that said what is happening. That is what has been written in the Bible, and it is true. This is the foundation of our faith. But other scriptures are wrong and erroneous. If you want to enjoy the privilege, you come to the Bible. And this privilege is available for all men. Only in the Bible are the secrets of only in faith are the privileges of the free. He said for as many. For as many. That believe that receive him. Without religion. Not considering life, in consideration of language, as many, for as many, for as many. Everywhere this ministry has touched you. Every kingdom and house of darkness fall.
Many
that receive him. They are given power. I declare that
the
liberty to every house of idols. I declare that the solution is God. It is God. It is God. In Jesus' name.
As
many that refuse
him,
they are given power. People that refuse
it.
That is the truth. That has been written. If you can receive him as well, you will be empowered. Power to become a child. You know a child? He's a house owner. The child of the house owner. The dog of the house owner must recognize him. The ghost of the house owner must recognize him. I told you, the devil and his demons, they are like dogs unto God. When you become a child, if you become a child, children are given the power and the authority over every dog of God and over every ghost of God. You might find them. You might lock them up. But anyone that is not a child cannot do that. Listen.
But
as many that refuse
it,
they are given the power to become children.
Gospel
according to Luke chapter 10 verse 19. I'll make you rise up in your
feet.
Luke 10, verse 19. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power. Listen. He was saying, listen. Why should you argue? Listen. Listen.
When he said the word of God,
it's
not the handwriting of God that will inspire a man. God will inspire a man and say, write it. It is what God uses a man to write. In the other scriptures, nowhere God has said like this. You listen. He said, behold, why will you die in that home? Why should you die in that situation?
And
to the privilege of the place of Jesus. He said, behold, I give unto you power. If you receive Jesus, power shall be given you. That is, power shall be given you. I said, power shall be given you. If you can believe, you shall be given power. You shall be given power. That Father. There's power in the faith. Power above every other power you are
fighting.
Jesus said, I give you power.
Let it say,
to tread upon
serpents.
That is the devil.
And
upon scorpions. That are his court.
Let it say,
to tread on them. And over every power of enemy. Powers over every power of enemy. Nothing shall my enemy shall be able to hurt you.
And you sing it, oh yeah,
every statue, catch fire!
And yeah, me, we all yeah, dinner!
Every monster, catch fire!
Jonah.
Every Muslim, catch fire!
And yeah, me and Jan, oh yeah, my
Jonah!
Every
Muslim, catch fire!
Yes.
Benny. Nothing shall by enemies. That will hurt you. That will hurt you. Nothing whatever. The power and the authority that is given to believers.
What
about the demon? The book of Mark.
What's
the according to Mark?
The logo.
Chapter 16.
Look
into what the Bible says. Verse
17.
And this night shall follow them that believe. Listen. That was what Jesus said and it was recorded. Any other leaders of religion does not utter that.
And
this sign shall follow them that believe. Jesus the Lord
uttered
it. If you can believe on him. If you can believe on him, the signs that will follow your life, that in my name, they will cast out demons. That's an authority. That is a power. And it is an opportunity for you if you can believe. These are the entitlement your life will be hoping to. If you can believe, when you become a child, you shall be forgiven. You shall be cleansed. You shall be justified. You shall be made acceptable. You
will
be entitled to the power to make use of you. Privilege to use the power. And authority, you'll be able to declare that devil, the Lord will put you. Are you ready to receive him? If you have not believed, the Lord wants to receive your life today. The Lord wants to save you today. The signs that will follow them. The signs that is assured. Rise up on your feet. You just come out, don't consider any man. Unto the Lord. Don't look at the countenance of man. Don't look at the mouth of men again. Don't look at what anyone will say. Come out, come to this revival. You also come to give your life to the Lord. Come to for the avalanche blessing in Jesus. It is only in Jesus that you will channel to heaven. Jesus is the only path to heaven.
Be a world,
lift up your hands.
Be a world,
lift up your two hands.
Jesus.
Oh, fire.
mi fun Jesu. Kaayé mi ba le dara. Mo faye mi fun Jesu. Mo fi fun mo mi fun. Mo faye mi fun Jesu. Mo faye mi fun Jesu. Kaayé mi ba le dara.
Mo fi gbogbo re fun ni. Adagbada lai buga.
Igbagbo mi ropo.
Ola
tabi saye. Mo fi gbogbo re
fun. Ko ba fi fun mi opo ori ijagbo.
Adagbada lai buga.
Ori ijagbo igbagbo bi owo esoke.
Igbagbo mi ropo.
Ko ba lati ba ye efoluwa.
Oba tabi saye. Mo fi gbogbo re fun. Mata pata lai buga. Igbagbo mi ropo.
Ọba o.
Ọba olugbala aye.
Fi gbogbo re fun o.
Pata pata lai buga.
Lai ko.
Igbagbo mi ropo.
Ah.
Ọba tobi.
Gbogbo eka oso. Emi fi gbogbo re fun
o.
Pata pata lai ko.
Igbagbo mi ropo.
Ọba tabi saye.
O fi gbogbo re fun. Pata pata lai ko. Igbagbo mi ropo. Ọba tabi saye.
Amen. Bayi.
No.
Pẹ̀lú ìṣẹ̀wọ́ ìgbàgbọ́ yẹn.
With that confession of your faith.
Àti ìpinnu láti máa tẹ̀lé.
And the determination and decision to follow him.
Wà kúrò kọ́ Jésù.
You now call upon the name of Jesus.
Àwọn àdúrà yìí wà kókò.
This prayer you are going to pack them together.
Gbogbo májẹ̀mú òkùnkùn.
Every demonic covenant.
Gbogbo agbára òkùnkùn.
Every demonic power.
Gbogbo ipa òkùnkùn.
Every demonic forces.
Gbogbo ìmísí òkùnkùn.
Every demonic inspiration.
Gbogbo ìṣe òkùnkùn.
Every works of darkness.
Gbogbo ìdè òkùnkùn.
Every demonic bondage.
Mẹ́fà ni mo sọ yẹn o.
Six things I mentioned.
Májẹ̀mú òkùnkùn.
Covenant of darkness.
Agbára òkùnkùn.
Demonic power.
Ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn.
Demonic spirit.
Ìmísí òkùnkùn.
Demonic inspiration.
Ìṣe òkùnkùn.
Demonic work.
Ìdè òkùnkùn.
Demonic bondage.
Mo pè sínú ilé tí mo ń gbé ni.
The one in my house that I'm
living. Tibi tí a ti bí mi ni.
Of the place I'm born.
Tibi tí a ti tọ́ mi ni.
Of the place I'm trained.
Tí agbègbè tí mo wà ní.
Of the community I dwell.
Tí àdúgbò tí mo ń gbé ni.
In the area I live.
Apariwo.
The same Lord and clear.
Nípasẹ̀ ẹ̀jẹ̀ àti iná olúwa.
By the fire and the blood of Jesus.
Oyè ẹ̀tọ́rù
kúrò ní. Let the sword of my life.
Májẹ̀mú òkòkò.
Covenant of darkness.
Ajáro òkòkò.
Powers of darkness.
Ìrísí òkòkò.
Expression of darkness.
Ìpá òkòkò.
Force of darkness.
Ẹ̀rí òkòkò.
Spirit of darkness.
Jáde lára mi.
Kẹ̀kẹ̀tọ̀ mọ̀ ẹ̀bá
rí. Ayé mi sí
ilẹ̀ ìlẹ́bẹ̀ lọ́wọ́.
Sàrò lórí mi.
Wádìí tó bá bẹ̀
yá. Ẹ̀rọ dẹ́dọ̀.
Sọ́rọ̀
ẹ̀kọ́ bọ́dẹ̀.
Yes, 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 yes. Send down your fire. Send down your fire. Send down your fire. Fire. Send down your 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 powers of darkness of Tanzania pass. Every demonic child. No. You know that the fool that I've been attacked by fire. Fool that I've been my life by fire. Get out of my life by fire. Get out of my life by fire. Go to Sunny Sunday Sunday. As you are declaring this up to the Lord. Powers of darkness. Every territory. Powers of darkness of the covenant of darkness of the community. Covenant of darkness of the covenant of darkness of the covenant 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 of the
gbogbo ti síjú ọmọ tí tí ó dára.
Ẹsẹ̀ àwọn pósítúdẹ̀
This is a rocket. Okoko tó ní ara mi lára.
Darkness oppressing my body.
Okoko tó ń bọ ọkàn mi jẹ́.
Darkness oppressing my body.
Okoko tó ń gbà àkóso orí òkè àtàrà.
Darkness my life.
Mo ti ti fún Jésù.
I've given you the Jesus.
Ẹbí ló jáde
lórí mi. Ẹbí
ló fò nílé mi.
Ẹbí
ló fò gbogbo ọ̀nà mi.
Ẹbí
ló fò lágbègbè mi. Ẹbí ló.
That's fire. Ẹbí ló.
Mo set fire abundant.
O ya pe na wo lori.
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 Na wo lori. Glory
in
the name
of your life.
Oh, yeah, give us a
hey.
But I want to
give it to the Lord for Jesus.